From the front line.
It's not going to work, man.
From the tailgates. Representing KGYR and its stakeholders. We are the Forum for the Fans. The Bleed Blue Show. Now, here are your hosts, Steve and Chris.
We are the Forum for the Fans, the Bleed Blue Show, New York Giants Roundtable, the safeties episode of Bleed Blue Show, bleedblueshow.com, Twitter, Instagram, Google Plus, at the Bleed Blue Show. Audio archives on iTunes, Podcast Republic, TuneIn, your Stitcher apps, YouTube. Chris, what's going on? How you doing?
Oh, man. It's been a rough day, man, but this is cool. It's good. It's for me personally, this is going to be kind of therapeutic to switch to the Bleed Blue, another subject today, and hopefully we can get some spirited conversation going on about our squad today. So let's see where it takes us. Happy to be here, bro.
Yeah, happy to be here too. A lot of things going on around the world. No. We have the platform. Let's say what we got to say, man. I think I know where you're going with this. We live in a society, a land, a country where things are out of order. We're going to voice our opinions here on Bleed Blue Show as we rightfully need to do that. And the shit's got to stop, point blank. It needed to stop years ago. And for this country, and I'm talking about the legislation, I'm not even talking about the local municipalities. I'm talking more so about the people who create the bills and pass these bills, you know, the people at your lower house. They got to get shit done, man. There's no way around it, Chris. There's no way around it.
I'm pretty sure you know how to call. You know who to call if there is a street light out in front of your house. I'm pretty sure if somebody left a car on bricks outside of your house, you know who to call for that. I'm pretty sure you do. I'm pretty sure that if there's it hasn't been snow removal, trash removal, if there's some kind of live wire that's lying around, you know, you'd be pretty incensed, man. You got, you know, senior citizens, kids, whomever, you know, in your vicinity. So what you'd want to do is you want to correct that. You want some justice for that. It's unsafe. Now, if you're not really satisfied with the quality of care you're getting in your community, then you have to change it, man. And you do that by going out there and voicing your opinion, going to the boards, go to the forums, go to the community meetings, and you say, hey, look, you know, this is wrong, that's wrong. I like to see this. Maybe we can work together to do something like this. And before long, you'll elect officials that care just as much as you do, that have the same common decency as you do to implement these changes. And it can go all the way around that way. But at this point, that's what we really need to do. When I say we, I'm not even talking about a particular race. I'm not talking about a particular culture, if you will. I'm saying that if you want things to change for the better, you gotta become the man. You gotta become the entity change that you want to see, and that's how things will get better, man. I mean, because we don't need to be shocked every 2 weeks, you know, about what happens in Orlando or what happens in France or what happens in Bangladesh. We don't have to get shocked all the time by that, because we have our own situations right here that need addressing that we are almost numb to, you know, that need addressing. And then when something shocking does happen, we're all going, oh, my goodness, did you see that? It's so unfair. Well, it's been there the whole time. This condition has been formating for a long time. What you need to do is change it. You get together and you change it. Just don't whine. Just don't go on social media and write a little post about how you feel, and after you cut the post off, you decide to go and have a nap. Nah, you got to change things, bro. And that's what's gonna needs to happen. That's it.
Like Chris said, you know, get involved. If you don't have the time, if you're not checking in with the Bleed Blue Show or other outlets you desire, you just go to your local city council meetings, whatever city you may reside in. You talk to these people you elect, you know, get involved with voter registration drives with your local church, maybe your community center. Get with like-minded people if you want to make things happen. A lot of these people, you got it's a lot of grassroots in it. You got to put a lot of hustle into it. But a lot of this stuff is unjust, and you know we're in election year, and I'm pretty sure some of these second-tier senators and mayors and city council people types need these re-elections.
All the way
man.
Down.
You get hit them where it hurts the most, man. Because if they're not going to get the job done, send their ass out. That's how it works.
There you go. That's it. That's it.
But let me get to real quick with the Bleed Blue show. Let me see. What do we do this week? Monday. Oh, the Yankees.
Yes.
Matter of fact, they're playing all right now. I was watching a little bit earlier with the Indians. I'll catch up with them a little later tonight. Big series versus Cleveland, as by the way, too, man. Team
that's
is
right.
doing their damn thing in the Central Division. But the Yankees episode, the podcast, The Dugout. You can check that out. A couple of weeks ago, we had an Independence episode, Independence Day episode on Monday.
Yeah, right.
You can check that out.
Right.
So Chris, and then Wednesday, NBA free agency, spirited dialogue with Kevin Durant, and of course our New York Knicks, Chicago Bulls, teams around the league. A lot of these players being overpaid, and a shout out to everybody. So all the audio archives on iTunes, Podcast Republic, TuneIn, your Stitcher apps, and of course the events. You can go to bleedblueshow.com/events. We're talking about Big Blue Takeover 2016.com, Dallas Takeover, New York Giants at the Dallas Cowboys. All the fan events that weekend, you're talking about the meet and greet. You have the boat party, day party, and, of course, the tailgates. All those packages are on Big Blue Takeover 2016.com. So get your packages, man. Try to get out to Dallas week one. Set off the season right. The Giants going 1-0, Chris. Starting off the season on Sunday afternoon.
Please.
September 11th.
Yes.
All right.
Yes, that's very important. Very important. Very important that we start off with a win. Please.
Yep.
It's all I dream about. It's such a tremendous shot in the arm to start off the McAdoo era with a win. It's incredible. Oh, my goodness. If I can ask for just one thing. For Christmas, even early Christmas, rather, give me a win in week one, please. That's it. That's it.
Yep.
That's it. I don't think
that's bleedblueshow.com as well. Bleedblueshow.com events talking about the amusement park, fun day, New York football, Giant fans, NFL fans alike, hitting the theme park, hitting the roller coasters, fun filled day, Carowind, Charlotte, North Carolina, the Queen City. So check that out. Any information, contact. BleedBlueShow@gmail.com. Chris, let's get right into the safeties. Before we bring them on, do you have any thoughts overall, summary-wise, currently with the guys grown right before camp? You got a little bit look of them as far as
I'm going to include you in this, Steve. You guys talked me out of watching minicamp, man, telling me I was wasting my time. It was T-shirt and shorts time. And it ain't real football, and you'll hurt my feelings.
Well,
I'm not saying
watching it. I'm just talking about more so confidence. Do you have a confidence factor with them? Do you have a expectation level? We talked about the safeties right after the season.
Right.
But now a little bit more of an update as far as putting this thing together a couple more weeks before camp. So any summary level? You want to know? Change of thoughts.
Not really. I have to say, I know for sure this is going to be an improved situation. Okay, but as far as summary, no, not yet, because what I want to see is the first preseason game so I can understand what potential chemistry we'll have back there. You know what you're going to get already with DRC and to a point Jenkins and Collins, but I don't know what Apple and – I don't understand. We've got an improved Trevin Wade and Matt Burry. I don't know what's there yet, so I'm going to hold my tongue for now. When I say for now, I'm talking about I'll bring it back around when the stakeholders have their say, man, and we'll work it that way. So here we go.
Sounds good to me.
929-477-4171. Hey, please mute your phones when you're not speaking. Try to no outside noise. You can remember that the buzzer is on for the 3 minutes. We're gonna have some spirited dialogue starting right about now on the New York Giants roundtable. 929-477-4171. And Robbie is in the house. What's up, sir?
What's up, man? Hey, guys.
What's going
what's
on?
Up?
Not too much,
on?
Man. You know, had a little bit of a rough day, man, but I'm excited to be able to fall back under the guys of the Bleed Blue Show and looking forward to another one, man.
That's what I'm talking about, man. That's what I'm talking about. So, you know, this week, Rob, we're talking about the safeties, the potential. You know, Steve just brought up the question, man. You know, what's your expectation level? What do you see? I'm asking a multifaceted question, so I guess I'm going to – it's basically a summary. You know, okay, what are your expectations? Who do you see standing out? What do you think – particular player, that is. And finally, what do you think – and this is different from an expectations question – how do you think they'll handle it as a unit? Okay, meaning is this – can this be – similar to what let me see, who has a great, for instance, Seattle, the Seahawks, they have a wonderful secondary situation back there in terms of chemistry and camaraderie. You know, do we have that potential? That kind of thing. So give me your thoughts. Share them.
Yeah, man. I mean, you know, for the guys that have been here for, you know how we do it with that big family, and you guys know I've been on the Darian Thompson bandwagon for, you know, my pre-drafts and everything. I had us. I've been on that bandwagon for a long time, man. I think that guy, just watching his tape and things like that, I mean, I see Earl Thomas written all over that guy, man. And
yes,
when I look at Landon Collins,
yeah.
I see young Cam Chancellor written all over him. So, I mean, if they can develop and grow together, you know, Landon Collins can show the guy, hey, man, my rookie year was like this. I did this and that, you know, different positions. But, hey, they can come together. They can mold. They can grow together. And they can really turn into our own little Legion of Boom back there, man. I really think those things together, because, I mean, it's pretty much a locked in that he's going to start Darian Thompson. Unless something really weird happens, man, it's written all over the start. I mean, he should. I mean, you know, the whole Nat Burhey, whatever you say his last name, I like the kid. I really do. But I can't stand the guy on social media. I can't stand the guy in person. His ego is unbelievable for a guy that's never played pretty much any snaps. I mean, it's ridiculous. So I'm happy that Darian's coming in and he's going to get to play. I think Darian's going to be a beast, man. I actually know his family. And his family, they're so excited, man. And they know how much of a player he is, man. You know, we know him as his football side. They know him as his Darian Thompson side. So everything about him so far reads that he's going to be a hell of a player to me, man. I could see him hauling in 4 picks easily this year. I mean, My expectations are high for him and the safety unit as a whole, man. I think even last year when we were talking about Thompson, Mekele Thompson and all of them, I was always the guy that was on the more positive side about the safeties. I think we have a good group. Look at Kenny Phillips. You know, he was a nothing, and look what he turned into. So, you know, and the new coaches back there coaching them and everything. I think we're going to have a hell of a safety group, man. And I'm optimistic about it, as always, man. I really think that they have potential to go out there and shock the world a little bit, just like Landon Collins did, leading the team in tackles. So, fundamentally and as a group, I think they're going to do damn good, man.
So you've got – wait a minute. Now, we still have – because we have Dave Merritt as our safeties coach. Now, he's been here a long time, okay? Is that an asset or is that a liability? That's what I'm asking. I'm curious. He's our safeties coach.
Yeah, for me – you can look at that question two ways, because there's veteran experience, which is always valuable, and then there's also the new system in the NFL. Like McAdoo, he understands the new side of football. Then there's Tom Coughlin, he understands the old side, and that's why we'd have problems like clock management and everything. So there's pros and cons to both sides. When it comes to a rookie, I think it's better to have a veteran coach so he can teach him the ropes, just like Landon Collins. Not a veteran, but you know, he has that year under his belt. So I think when it comes to coaching, yeah, the veteran experience is a must-have, because that'll just show, you know, what to do and what not to do, especially on things like social media and stuff like that. Just like J.J. Watt said the other day, man, talk and think and think and think and think before you hit that send button, man. And that's what a lot of players need to understand, and I'm hoping our guys don't turn the egos, man.
That's deep.
I'm saying that.
That's deep. Wow. All right, Robbie, that was Robbie in the house, 929-477-4171. The champ is in the house. A film. Thank you, man, for coming on, and thank you for that other thing. I appreciate it. How you feeling?
What's going on, brothers? I've just been locked up.
What's
team.
Up? What's
they got. They got to stop. But you know, we'll have another conversation about that. They probably holler at Old Big O this week.
Probably. Yeah, probably.
About a thing like that, but
correct.
You know, I gotta give props to Robbie, man. Robbie was the one that put me on the Darian Thompson and had me YouTubing, and I was just like, yo, you know, he might do something on this level, you know. And I figured you had to get him in the second round. So when he just happened to beat me and we took him in the third round, like, I damn near fell off my couch. So I think with him and Collins, man, that's a nice little young tandem that can grow together for years. And I think you even have quality depth behind that, you know, with a dude like Kelly Thompson and, you know, a guy like Burhe. I do want to see what he can do on the field, too, as opposed to just, you know, seeing videos in here and talk about it. You know, I understand that. Yeah, I understand that you have to be confident, but he's kind of borders on a little bit cocky, and the fact that he hasn't done anything yet, it doesn't give you the right to be like that. So, you know, we're going to see, but I have a good feeling. I already have a prediction that this year we're going to see a lot of that big nickel lineup that they had last year, years ago. And Brandon Collins will be playing that Deion Grant role of being like a linebacker on a third down or fourth down in a passing situation. And you probably may have Darian Thompson and Burhe or Thompson and Thompson back there, you know, in that set as well. But I think we have a lot of young talent and potential. The key is just being healthy. And hopefully we can stay healthy this year, because as we've seen over the years, it's like that one position group every year that just gets decimated. One year, you know, it was the receivers dropping. One year it was the cornerback. Last year it was the safety. So it's like, it seems like every year we had that one position that was just getting dogged by injury. So hopefully we don't have any injuries to the safeties this year, and we can see what it is that they can bring to the table. But I'm cautiously optimistic that they can get stuff done, and I definitely think that we'll see a different player in Lance Collins with a year under his belt. I think he will play the way he played in Alabama, which is just reacting instead of thinking.
Okay. Good analysis, sir. Good analysis. Good analysis. Thank you, bro. 929-477-4171. G6, guess what? You're in the house, sir. What's happening, bro?
What's going on, bro? What's going on with y'all, everybody?
Everybody's here.
What's going on, my brother?
Everybody's here.
What's going on?
What's going on, sir?
Same old same, man. You know, it's rough out here, man.
I know it is.
It's rough out here, you know.
I know it is.
Yeah,
it
took something out of me, man. That kind of, the last couple of days, man, it kind of sucked me dry, man. But I'm trying to stay up, you know.
You know, that's interesting, because I didn't know how to really, I got to admit this, I saw you on Facebook a few times. I really didn't know how to approach you, man. I said what's going on and liked a couple of things, man. But you have these pictures now that you posted that where you look extremely dire and serious. And I'm like, dad, he feels the same way I do. But right now, the things, you know, but let me just let it chill before we have a real discussion, that kind of thing. That's what I said to myself, you know.
Yeah, because it's the Muslim in me, man, and it's the Nation of Islam in me, and it's just my thinking. That's just how I was raised. You know, I really was a big, big fan of Malcolm X. It's just my thinking, and I just be, that's just, sometimes I got to bring myself down because I get so mad, you know what I'm saying? Because we've been saying this for years. I've been a member of the Nation of Islam probably since 96, and we've been saying this for years, but it still make you mad, man, when stuff like this happen. It is what it is, man. You know, you just gotta take a hat, come and try to deal with it the best way you can, man. You know what I mean?
Right. Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Yep.
Yes, sir.
Yep. 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 Oh, but as far as the safeties, I mean, you know, Robbie said it, Sim said it. I mean, with Landon Collins, man, I mean, I think we're going to get – I thought he did good last year for the position he had to play. He was kind of out of position, really didn't have a mentor, really didn't have somebody there to show him, hey, this is you did this wrong, you did that right. He didn't have that person really, you know what I mean? So to not have that veteran leadership back there, I thought he did great. I thought he held up well. You know, he figured a lot of stuff out on his own. I think coming this year, man, he's going to I'm hoping we can put him in position to really play his natural we can utilize his natural talent, man. That's what I'm really hoping for. Robbie hit it on the nail, man. He been harping on it all since the draft. Thompson, man, I cannot see that guy not starting, man. I mean, I really, really can't. I mean, he got to be in that free safety position, man. I mean, as far as what we're hearing, we know what he did in college. Me and the Sim was on him during the, I don't know if it was the Senior Bowl or the Combine, but me and the Sim was talking about him then. And we were, and the Sim was breaking down a little bit. He was, you know, kind of breaking it down to me about him, his stats. We were looking at film on him, and then we drafted him. You know, we're hearing good things. So I think the safety position is going to be fine, man. That's one position. I think the cornerbacks and the safeties, man, those are two positions I'm really not worried about, man, to be honest. I just think they'll hold it down. Like a Sim said, we got good depth back there. We got Burhey. We got, some other guys. So, yeah, I think we'll be fine, man. If somebody has to miss a game or two, I feel confident in those guys. So, I like it, man. I'm excited for that group. I really am. I'm excited for that group. I think they're going to have a big year.
Man, I have never heard you so optimistic about anything New York Giants unit. Well, granted, when I met you, we already were 0-6 or something like that. So there really wasn't any room but to go straight up. So yeah, I got you, man. Okay, all right. But hey, believe it or not, this is archive. This episode is archive, y'all. So yes, that was G6 that said that. Y'all can go right back and check it out, you know, on TuneIn, Podcast Republic, or everybody, even YouTube, man. Yeah, hold up. Let me find out who this is. It's 954. 954. What's your name? Where you calling from?
Billy Bahar. Where I'm calling from?
What?
Billy Bahar.
Where you been? That's I know I recognize you. Wait, man. You playing the
Taka
toy, man, or what's going on?
No, man. Listen, where I've been at, just, you know, it's the off season. Taking off, it's the off season. Ain't too much to talk about. I know we all hyped up about the players we got, but you just sit back and you just be like, what we're gonna get out of this season? What new can come out of this season? I'm trying to sum it all up, but as far as the draft, I mean, I do like the draft we got with Apple, with Eli Apple, which I felt like we still should have got Vernon Hargrave, but I like Apple.
Should have got who? Should have got who?
We should have got the boy from out of Florida, the cornerback.
Who's that?
But far as getting Eli Apple, I felt like that was a good move. Just
you
to think about it.
Oh, yeah, Vernon. I was high on him, too.
Yeah, but I can understand why we didn't, you know, because it'd be like, why have two of the same cornerback? Because you got Jenkins. So you're looking at Jenkins probably could do the same thing Vernon Hargrave could do. So you go get a bigger cornerback, a big physical prototype, something like, kind of look like, what's the guy's name from out of Seattle? The cornerback.
Sherman?
Prototype of him, yeah, you know, like a prototype of him, big, slim, can match up, you know what I'm saying, let him grow, you know what I'm saying, you got the other cornerbacks to help him grow, you know what I'm saying, that way, down the future, you can be one of the type of cornerbacks that can match up one-on-one physically and with speed versus like a Dez Bryant, or, you know, as far as facing Pierre Garçon, you know, like any physical type cornerback. I mean, physical type receiver. That's the only reason why I like that kid because of the height and physical. But far as that, yeah, as far as y'all talking about that DB is all right. saying is okay. It's just what kind of coaching we're going to get. That's all we're looking at right now.
You think they can gel as a unit the way they look? I mean, it's very possible, man, that, and I'm going to ask this question when I next go around, it's very possible that they can really exceed expectations, man. I think they can.
If we all want to keep it real, the only thing that was wrong with last season is that it was just defense. Everything was okay. Everything, I ain't going to say everything was okay. It was just the backside of the defense. They did all that. They fixed all that. The Giants went and fixed all that. I mean, we can't complain. They went and fixed all that. So it's just basically, like you said, yeah, they should be able to gel. Regardless of how it looks, that's just a whole bunch of talent out there. They covered. They paid. They did it. They went in their pockets. They got us everything we needed. It's all about the coaching. But, hey, listen, I don't know. I don't know if we all want to look back, but I felt like the offensive coordinator playing with Tom Coughlin. That's what I think.
What? Well, say that one more time, bro. I didn't hear you.
I really think the offensive coordinator played Tom Coughlin, man. Just, you know.
Really?
Just the players that were being called. You know how – what I'm actually seeing is, like, you get these offensive coordinator waiting in line. I knew that was going to happen, just waiting in line. Players that were being called, it was just ridiculous, man, because it was sometimes you were like, what's going on with the play calling? Why Eli not calling the right – I mean, like, hurrying up with the plays or managing the clock the wrong way. And then you look at Tom Coughlin, I should have been on top of that, but I got an offensive coordinator and a quarterback that's better enough to understand that. Like, they were just mismanaging games. That's all it was. But that's why I was like, they knew Tom Coughlin was on his last day. I don't know, man.
Nah, I don't know you.
That was just crazy. Yeah.
Hold on, Billy Bob. 929-477-4171. Call from the 770.
All right.
Who might this be?
I don't know. I'm coming up with this poster. Hey, bro.
Yeah, man. What the fuck this shit?
Hey, bro, I've been watching.
Peace and love. Peace and love.
Bro, I've been watching.
Peace. What's going on, fellas?
Hey, Big O, this you? 770?
This me, man. My other phone died on me, man. I blew it up today, man.
Big O.
The other phone died on me, man. Yeah, I came from another line. What's going on, fellas?
Oh, man. We talking about the safeties tonight, Big O. We trying to switch gears and be Giant fans, if you know what I'm saying.
Oh, yeah, man. I'm good, man. I'm good. I'm just let nature take its course, man. I'm not even really talking about that right now. I want to talk some Giant stuff to get my mind off that, you know, reality right now, you know? I had to jump in some fantasy world right quick because it's real out here, man. So, yeah, man.
Yeah.
Safeties, man. Safeties.
Yeah.
Safeties.
This is like a big question, man. Who's going to stand out? How do you see them? I had a whole lot of things I said. Just give me your analysis on your safeties, bro.
Well,
secondary rather. Secondary.
I knew we all knew that Collins is going to be a star. You know, his first year he did all right. You know.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that interception with Tom Brady still sits in my stomach, unsettled, still not settled in my stomach. But, you know, I was like, shit was in your hand, man. And then you faked like you was hurt because you dropped that shit, so your feelings were hurt. But anyway, that's gone. Mm-hmm. And I think that's going to replay in his head. He's going to use that for, I mean, I'm excited about Collins this year, man. I really think the dude is going to gel. Thompson. I'm hearing a lot of great things, but I'm going to just be honest. I got to wait till I see what's going on, man. See, he sees some professionals out there that's throwing some real complicated, you know, routes and stuff at him, and when he gets his hand dirty. So until I see this guy on the field and how it works together, I just don't know yet. You know, I really don't know. That guy, Brahe. Oh my God, he never played. I mean, people talking about him and what they call him, the missile or whatever his nickname is.
Yeah, all that stuff.
You never play. I haven't seen you do anything really, like, you know. So I don't know about that guy, man. But
the safety position, you know, the safety position is right. It's up in it right now. I just can't wait to see what happens, because I know Collins is going to do his thing. This young kid, he's a ball hawk. He has a knack for the ball. I can hope he comes in there and learn the system. This is not going to be easy. You know, I know he's football smart and everything, but when you come in the league, it's just totally different. So let's see if he can keep up with the speed and what's being thrown, what's going to be thrown at him up there. So are they going to be able to work together? They should be hanging together with each other now. All the DBs, they should be trying to get something going now, a camaraderie going now, hanging out, getting this love thing going, and learn that book to the T. Because I really think they can do it, but we don't know yet, man. It's, right now, I'm seeing a damn near fresh new team here.
Yeah.
Fresh team. You know, so we'll see. Yeah, but right now, I'm gonna just relax a little bit and wait. I'm gonna be like a sim, man. Wait a little bit, man. You know, let's take the panties off a little and see what it works with, right? Let's see what it works with. Now, right now, we can just see what it's working with. We ain't riding it yet, so you know, we're gonna ride that. We're gonna ride it in preseason to see what that thing do. Yeah, man.
That's blue big old right there, everybody. 929-477-4171. Let's see. If you're going to talk about Giants, you got to have Wellington Mara around here. Well, we got Wellington Black Mara. So let's see what he got to say about safety. What's going on, man?
How you follow that kid, man? Hey, I need to renegotiate my contract, man. Y'all keep running me back behind Big O, man. Yeah, that ain't going to work, man. That ain't going to work.
Hey, come what's going on, Mike
like
Black?
That, son. Can't come behind that king like that, son. But you know what? Yeah, like you said, you know what? Got to take the panties off that and sit back and relax and hope she ready to go by the season.
Yeah, right now she looks good. You know, we're looking at it. She looks good, but we just got to see
there
how this thing rocks.
Right, you got to see if how hard it is to get it home. But look, right. At the end of the day. You're right. It is a whole new team.
Horrible,
basically,
horrible,
the whole defense.
Man.
It's a whole new team. We know nothing. We don't know what it's going to gel like. We don't know what it's going to play like. We don't know how they're going to make the calls from the defensive coordinator. We know nothing. Only thing we can do is hope that everything we see set into motion is coming together as lovely as the way it was going into the pot. Still got to mix it up. You still got to cook it and blend it. And then when you pull it out the oven, hopefully we got a finished product worthy of some playoff action. Again, on paper, we're looking lovely. I like the fact that the stress and the pressure is not on us. We're not expected to do nothing, which is lovely for us. No pressure. We can go out and punch everybody in the face the way we're supposed to. So that's what I'm seeing, on the defensive side. How can you call it right now? Only a fool could call it right now. Just everybody sit back, relax, and see what it's going to do. At the end of the day, see what it's going to do.
Right.
Well, you sound a lot more optimistic than how I sounded yesterday with this certain player that jumped from Oklahoma to San Francisco. Yeah. Yesterday on the Knicks podcast, but we ain't gonna talk about that right now. Anyway, but before I go, who do you see standing out, man? And Mike, who do you see standing out with the safety specifically?
Well, you know what? That's a good question. That's kind of a good question. I mean, the scheme is gonna dictate who is where, who excels in that. You know what? I don't know, but you know what? That's what's going to happen. Everybody's going to be put to the test. Cream of the crop is going to rise to the occasion. And that's what we're going to look for. We're going to see, you know what? 2 years ago, 3 years ago, nobody knew that Odell Beckham Jr. was going to be Odell Beckham Jr. You know what? We drafted that kid. Nobody knew he was going to blow up the way he did. because he wouldn't have dropped to us the way he dropped to us. You know what I'm saying? So to that position. So anyway, look, we don't know what kind of defensive player going to just blow up the spot. But let's see in this new scheme what happens. How they even take to the scheme, and let's see who excels in the scheme.
Okay. Well, I'm gonna jump way ahead of expectations. I'm gonna jump way ahead of everything, and I'm gonna just say this. I truly believe, and you heard it here first. I don't think this is gonna blow up in my face. I truly believe that. I really, what's his name, man? I already forgot the boy's name already. Damn. I really think that Darian Thompson is going to be a star. I'm going to let you know that right now. I'm saying it this early, and I'm saying it with absolute assurance. Now, lined up right next to him, okay? Let me backtrack. The entire secondary is going to be formidable. I think I agree with. I probably agree more with G6 perception than anybody else's. I think this is an up and coming unit. I think, you know, the coaching staff recognizes that they got something really, really special here. I think that with the people, with another year of Collins just coming into his own, man, becoming a real, real monster, We're going to see some incredible shit. I think Eli Apple probably is a year away right now, but he's going to definitely contribute. I think Jenkins, I'm talking about the entire secondary right now. I think Jenkins and Cromartie will be more of the more formidable cornerback tandems in the NFC at least. And I think, I'm not really sure what Burry is, and McKelty Thompson is. I don't know yet. I'm not sure what I got with him. But I do know, I just wanted to cover the whole secondary real quick and say that much and just say that I think, and that, well, my next question will really get y'all. I think we're gonna really show the world something. I'm that optimistic. Now, I had to say it that way because the cat that's coming behind me, the co-host of the show, is not going to say it that way. And so I'm setting him up, see? And I want his take. So without further ado, go ahead, bro.
Partially. I agree with you partially when you say that. Big O. And,
I had to stop myself because my next question had something to do with what I was going to say. But go ahead, continue.
Because Big O and Mike kind of alluded to what I think about the safeties is right now. If we don't know much, I could only go off what I see Darian Thompson's tape at Boise State. I think he covers a lot of ground. I think they underestimate him being – sometimes they say that he's not as fleet of foot as he should be at free safety. I don't buy that at all. I think he was an excellent pickup at his value in the draft. Now, here's my thing about the safeties, and it's probably not so a knock on them. First of all, for this thing to work, Collins and Thompson's got to be healthy because I can't buy in to Cooper Taylor, Kelly Thompson. I think he's okay. And when he was at Texas, he did some decent things. He's maybe more so raw, not so much of a project. He's a little bit raw. And then Matt Nahberry, like you said, Chris, we see all these Instagram videos and all that. But like I told you before about Nat Burhey, Chris, he's like weapons of mass destruction. I mean, he can show you all this stuff and how good he's going to be.
Yeah, yeah.
But you can't find it. You can't find him. You can't find him. My thing about the safeties is about scheme, meaning if everybody else did their job, I think they could do their job about covering tight ends in the seams. If they do special schemes of blitzing. I think I'm talking about Collins and Thompson. I think they could thrive as long as they could do their job and the front four do their job. But if they have to do a lot of help with the linebackers, Chris, and the stakeholders, I think that could be a little shaky, and especially in the event they get hurt or one of them gets hurt. I think the safety as a unit is going to be a disaster. As long as things are in play, they stay healthy. I think Collins could play. I believe in Collins. I am a believer in Collins, especially him in the box. I know Thompson could play the free safety. I don't want to see Collins at free safety. I want him hitting guys. I want him at the point of attack. When somebody's about to catch the ball over the middle, I want him to be real solid in, with the hits, Chris. So my answer is more Big O, a lot of Mike Black, what he said, and then a little bit what you said, because we kind of agree as far as ability and potential, but it all depends on what the hell that middle level is going to do, if they got to do a lot of help with them, because if that's the case, it's going to be a disaster.
Okay, well, I got this question, and I'll come around again, start with Rob, going all the way around. How do you think we stack up? I mean, this is early. This is early. I'm just looking at paper like everybody else is. How do you think we stack up with the rest of our contemporaries right there in the NFC East? Our safety,
who's that for, Robbie?
That's
for Robbie.
You know.
Okay, Robbie.
Oh, okay. Right, Robbie. My bad. I didn't know who you're talking to.
That's me. That's
yeah,
me.
Man,
I messed it up.
I don't want to say too much, man, because I'm always the one that says too much, and sometimes it works, sometimes it doesn't, man.
roll the dice,
I mean,
man. Roll the dice.
Roll the dice.
Training camp, things like that. You know, I'm different in a lot of those opinions and things like that, but I think I can say wholeheartedly that we had the best offseason by far in the NFC East. We've had the most we've had the most changes. Team-wise, you know, coaches, players, whatever. But I can't really say, you know, you can predict all you want. You say, oh, this team will do that this year. And you know how Eli Manning came out, we're a playoff team. That's awesome. You know, I love the optimistic attitude. But at the same time, we haven't seen anything yet.
Yeah.
So from the new guys, I don't know what they're going to bring to the table. For, you know, God forbid, but Oliver Vernon could come in and be a bust. You don't know. So I hope for the best. And I think, you know, we'll always be better than the Cowgirls and shit. And the Eagles, they're pathetic. And the Redskins, I think they're the only competition, honestly, if I had to pick. I don't think the Cowboys are anything. That's just me. But, yeah, I think we stack up fine. I think it should be a lock to win the division. But I also don't want to jinx anything. So that's about it for that one.
Cool enough. That's fair. That's fair. Asim, what's your take, sir?
All right, well, first I need to know, are we talking about the NFC East as a whole, as an entire team, or are we talking about
I was just talking about the division.
Where the safeties would be.
I was just talking about the division.
Well, yeah, with the division, are we talking about just the safety position amongst the division, or are we talking about the entire team in the division?
Say that. Wait a minute. I was talking about how do we rank up against the other safeties, our safeties, versus the other safeties on the other team.
Okay. If we're going like that, then
well, that's okay.
I would have to...
Dang.
Oh, okay. Well, wait a minute,
Rob.
Say...
What was you gonna say? Wait.
Don't worry about it.
Oh, okay. Okay. All right. That's it. Go ahead.
I have to say that we're second right now. We're second right now behind Philadelphia. I think we definitely have a better safety tandem than Washington and Cowboys. But, you know, Philadelphia has not been changing. They just signed Roger McCloud from the Rams. You know, he's real underrated, you know. So if we're just going on paper, I would have to give it to them because those two guys are proven commodities in the NFL. We have a guy who has potential, and we got a rookie that has potential. So, you know, but I think their potential and their talent puts them as number two in the division behind Philadelphia. Now, would it surprise me if by the end of the year we have the best safety tandem in the division and one of the better ones in the NFC and the entire NFL? Not at all. But, you know, like Owen and Mike said, man, you know, we got to pull them things off, man, and see how what she working with. She looks good right now. But until we slide them off and we get a taste to see what it's hitting for, we ain't gonna know.
Damn, man. Hey, I'm not supposed to be feeling like that on a Deep Blue podcast, man. You know, you guys can paint some pictures, well, I tell you.
Anyway, 929-477-4171. G6, you up, man?
Man, I see him off the chain tonight, man. But, hey, about what he said, man. I mean, I gotta give it up to the Eagles. I think they probably coming, you know, first place in the East. Then us. You can't really count Dallas, man. They got some problems back there. I do like Church, but they got issues at the other safety position, and then the Redskins really don't have any strong safeties at all as well right now. So, yeah, I would put Eagles first, us second, Dallas third, and probably the Washington fourth. Those two could be interchangeable, but Eagles definitely right now got the best tandem as far as safeties in our division.
Okay. Fair enough. Billy Bob, what do you think? Billy Bob, are you there? Then maybe not. Maybe not.
Billy Bob.
Hey, no, I'm here. No, I'm here. All
right.
Hello?
Hey, yeah,
no,
Bob,
I'm good. No,
all right, bro.
The Madden down.
We listen.
I really feel like the Giants can really be number one. I mean, like, I just look at it last year. We didn't have no pass rush, so quarterback's going to be in a difficult position. So, as of right now, Collins don't grow it up. We ain't okay. I think that the Giants are number one. And then, as far as I'm looking at it, like we said, we can't really judge nothing right now because it's all on papers. And it's all about coaching. Do we have the right type of coaches? Who can our coaches get these guys prepared and ready to go? Can we make the offseason without nobody getting hurt? Yeah, if we do, I think the Giants got a great chance of being like one of the top defending defense, like just one-on-one coverage. We got guys out there that you talking about guys that can actually go out there and play one-on-one coverage.
Okay. You're right.
I really like that. I mean,
okay.
I don't know how to play.
But how would you rate them in the division against the other division safety? I mean, sorry, within the safeties in our division. What did I just say? How would you rate them with the other three teams in our division?
Okay, I would go, I mean, just because I'm being biased, I'm going to have to go with Giants number one. I'm going to have to go that way. I'm going to go that route just because I know. And I'll probably go with Washington Redskins, Philly, and then Dallas.
Okay.
I want y'all all to understand that it could be like Dallas can make their DBs look good with the running game they got. They can make their DBs look good with keeping them off the field.
Okay.
Doesn't matter. It could go that route. But just because knowing what I know, time possession, that's what they're gonna do. They're gonna make their defense look good.
Okay. Fair enough. All right, who's up next here, man? I'm looking at Big O, right? Big O, how you think we stack up, man?
Yo. Yo.
How do you think we – can you hear?
Yeah, I hear you.
How do you think we stack up with the rest of the division safeties?
I'm with Jet on this one. I'm completely with Jet on this one. Completely, totally, all the way. Cheat on his paper. I'm telling you, that's just how it is. I don't see no way how people see it any other way. That's just how it is. That's just being real about the whole situation. You know, Philly is first. You know, we could be second. You know, and then Dallas, you could flip flop this thing. It could be Dallas or Washington. You know, however you want it. But, you know, I'm gonna go Dallas last because I just hate them more. So I'm just gonna go Dallas last. Be biased on that. I put them last. Just don't like them. But anyway, just the way Jeff said it, man. It's like that, man. They look good on paper, man. Real good, you know. Real, real good. It's like you wish you could have seen a little sneak peek of what it could look like for a go, but you don't know yet. I don't know. You know, these receivers are out there. They're gonna be facing, man. I'm telling you, man. It's, it's serious. So let's just see if it can gel together and they can get it going. I mean, Jenkins, he's going to be all right. Camardi, they've been in the league. You know, Collins, he got his feet wet. You know, he's coming in the second year, and this new guy, he should be coming in here saying, man, I'm going to show you my – I'm going to come in here and wreck shop. You know, that's the beauty of the sport, man. You come in there, man, and be what you want to be if you really got love for the sport, man. So let's just hope we got one of them diamonds in the rough, man, you know?
Okay. Fair enough. Mike Black. Yeah.
Listen, I want to say that I think we're looking good. I think that, of course, the Eagles are they're probably the best part of the team is probably a defensive secondary. But I think we're right there with them. If we're a little behind them, we just need a little experience. I'm glad Collins had that one-year experience. He's going to be a lot better this year. And I think he's going to blow stuff up that he didn't blow up last year. So I'm looking for Collins to really blow something off the field. Don't be surprised if a couple guys get carried off the field. That's what I'm looking for Collins to do. Got that potential. Mm. Got that Jack Tatum-type mentality. And once you start blowing people up that's not on his team, you know, go across there and season start and you start blowing them cats up, that's what we want to see. I think we're looking good. Dallas – they got to be last. And Mo Claiborne ain't done nothing since he's been with them. Coming off constant injury. Now I think they'll move him to corner. Ain't worried about Dallas. So put Dallas last. I'm not worried about Josh Norman either. So put the Washington second to last. Then, you know what, we just a step. If we're not a step behind the Eagles, it's only because we're not that experienced. But let's see how this crew gel as a team. I like us on paper. Let's see how these personalities come together to blow stuff up together. And I like our chances.
Yeah, I think we're a step behind them, just a step, or maybe even half a step. I think our potential on paper looks great, but I think with these young legs and the kind of – I think we're going to come out blasting people, man. You still got to remember, as an overall secondary with DRC and everybody, you know, I think this is going to be this is going to be exciting. I'm going to put us, but since we are who we are, I'm going to put us right now third, okay? I'm not counting Dallas. I'm not even going to mention them. I'm going to give a little bit of a slight edge on second place to the Redskins with Norman being there and D'Angelo still there and I think Greg Toler there. I'm giving them their respect, man. I'll give them their respect. As for the Beagles, you know, Malcolm Jenkins is still there, doing his thing with McLeod. Okay, just by default, I'll give them theirs too. And that's all I'm going to say about that, because I can't stand any of those teams that don't have a NY on their helmet. All right, Steve, you.
To give the rank, I think the Giants are probably like third, maybe. I say third.
Yeah.
They have the potential to be as high as number one, but just going off what I saw last year, I know we got more new parts and they're unproven, but I can only go off what I see on tape, and I believe they could be good. They may be in a position where they need to do their job and they have to account for other areas on the defensive side of the football field that may hurt their ranking. Now, I got a more of an in-depth question about the safeties, Chris. Maybe we could go back around after your throwback player of the week with the stakeholders. But here's my question. The guys that we currently have, are they more better versus, I guess, certain two-wide, three-wide, double tight end sets, running back? Could they defend the run versus jumble packages running out of the backfield? See, those are the type of questions I have for the safety because do they have the reaction speed to cover ground? I think they definitely do. I am anxious, Chris, because the defense was so bad in the pass defense. A lot of it was linebackers, but the safeties were not too far behind that. They were bad. I just think they didn't have the personnel back there. The guy, what's his name? He sucked. I killed him all year. What's his name? Craig Dahl. He's gone.
Craig Dahl.
He's he's automatically an upgrade, okay? And then you had Collins. I think Collins will have a way better season. And then you have the other guys, like, they got to get more experience, more time to get on the field. I think the defensive unit, maybe Spadnell will let them run loose back there. You know, I think they can. I think they're going to be better tackling. I think they're going to have to shore up on that. That's one area they just fundamentally they have to be better, just tackling back there and pass mm-hmm. coverage and communicating. I think they're going to struggle against tight ends a little bit. Depending, like Philly, for example, they throw at those double mm-hmm. tight ends at you. They throw is it Ertz
mm-hmm.
and is it Sellers?
Yeah.
Is Sellers still with them? Guys like that.
I think he is.
So, but not even they even got to be those two in particular. It's got to be. I'm talking about the system that Philly was running. I know they're going to Doug mm-hmm. Peterson's office with Philly, but that's the type of offense that kind of killed us over the years is Philly's double tight ends. But
right.
To answer your question, because maybe after your throwback player of the week. And I want to see how the guys feel against the run versus certain. Where would they struggle? That's the question. If you could forecast if the safeties were to run into a little bit of trouble, where would they struggle? That is my question. And I see certain situations, Chris, that mm-hmm. they could struggle. And it's a combination of a whole bunch of different stuff. But let's get into your throwback player of the week. And but by the way, don't forget the throwback tailgate picture of the week on the Bleed Blue Show on Instagram as well.
Yeah.
So check that out. Old school.
That's true. I figured since we've talked about safety, and I always go back to when I was a kid, man, and how badly we sucked at the safety position. I remember when we did our show about greatest Giants at each position and all that. I couldn't even think of a safety that was great for the Giants at any time, any period. I mean, as far as you know, long term, I couldn't think of one. But since we're talking about safety this week, and I remember those days when we really, really were probably worst team in the league. I remember everybody was like, "Man, we got to get a safety in here." So, just before the draft of 73, there was a chance that we can probably get. There was the whispers was, "Can we get Brad Van Pelt?" Who was the baddest safety in college. You know, he was at Michigan State, two-time All-American. He won a Maxwell Award as the nation's best player, first time a DB ever won it. He was the Chevrolet Defensive Player of the Year, which was a big honor back then. And he was, he finished, I think, third in the Heisman. And it was just – and he played other sports, man. He played other sports. He was All-American in basketball and baseball, too. So he was all that. We were crying, whining. Can we please get this dude? And we got him. And for some reason, he lasted to the second round and found out later that was because he hadn't committed to football yet. He was thinking about hooking up with our other team, Steve, the Yanks. So that's why everybody held back. But we got him in the second round, as drafting him as a safety. But as you know, everybody knows on this podcast, he was the member of the Crunch Bunch, our great Crunch Bunch. That was a team of fierce linebackers. Everybody knows it was Brad Van Pelt, Brian Kelly, Harry Carson, and the fantastic Lawrence Taylor. It was, to me, that's one of the not less than third, if you're ever going to rank them, best linebacking combos in NFL history. And also, he was named the player of the decade for the miserable 70s for the Giants, but he deserved it, man. He was because he was the best we had for a long time. You know, he was here for 11 years. During that whole time, the Giants only had one winning record, and that was in 81 when they reached the playoffs for the first time in like 20 years or something. And he was one of those guys, like Bob Tucker said last week, that played in four different home stadiums. He was at Yankee Stadium, the Yale Bowl, Shea Stadium, and Giants Stadium. And he had like five head coaches, you know, Alex Webster, Bill Arnsbarger, John McVay, Ray Perkins, and finally Tuna Parcells. Now, here's the cool thing about what I liked about him. He wore number 10 as a linebacker with us at first because that was his college number. And the NFL had this jersey numbering system. You know, the linebackers were, you know, that entered the league, they had to get numbers 50 through 59. But he was allowed to wear 10 because he was the backup kicker. So he snuck it in there. So he kind of did it that way. But, He was a very, very, very popular Giant. He was he's on the Ring of Honor. He got that in 2011, and he never saw it because in February of 2009, his fiance found him slumped in a chair. He had passed out, and finally, it was determined that he had a heart attack. But he had no known heart condition. But you know, he had that went in his family. You know, his father had died that from early age from heart problems and stuff like that. So everybody was pretty devastated around Giant's world, man. I know one of them was Harry Carson was really tore up. You know, because that was a very good, close friend of his. But they all were tight together. He's what you call a real Giant. He's one of those guys that don't get talked about a lot because he didn't rah-rah himself. You know what I'm saying? But he was a real, real dedicated Giant, despite the fact that the last 2 years, he ended up on the Browns. I don't know why. And I still don't know why, but I know as a Giant, he's remembered as a great Giant. His name is up there in the Ring of Honor, so that's enough for me. So that's our throwback player of the year. That's Brad, love of the year. Of the week, Brad Van Pelt. Brad Allen Van Pelt. And great New York
BVP.
Giant. That's
BVP.
Right. So Steve, what was that question, man? Let's kick it off with Robbie and bring it around real quick.
All right, Robbie, here's my question for you with the safeties, man. I guess if you could forecast it right now, what areas do you see the safety struggling and why? Like, for instance, like is it the scheme that we're going to be running with Spagnuolo? You know, Spagnuolo is one of those guys, he likes to be creative. He likes to bring exotic packages. Even I thought he got the most – I'm not to go off on the tangent with Spagnuolo, but I thought he kind of did the most he could do with a lot of blitzing last year. Didn't work. But what about opposing offensive packages, opposing offices that we got to go face? The event that a lot of these guys do get injured, what about accounting for our own linebackers? What about holding their own? What about the safeties holding their own versus, let's say, maybe we can't create a pass rush. You think they can hold their own back there? What about what wide receivers or tight ends on the whole entire Giant schedule we may struggle with? Like, what do you think where the safeties may struggle with? That's my question.
All right, man, well, real quick before I get into that, I just wanted to say something on the other question. Keep in mind, guys, that Walter Thurman did retire, so the Giants could definitely have the best safety tandem. I'm just letting y'all know, Walter, beast, man. I'm just saying. All right. Cool. I just wanted to say that because, I mean, Walter Thurman was a beast for them. Anyways, I think the biggest problem, though, easily 100% undoubtedly, is the chemistry. Because people would come in, they'd come out. Look at Dahl, he'd come in, he'd come out. Cooper Taylor, in, out. Burhi, whenever the hell he'd come out, he'd post something on social media. I don't know. But he'd come in and come out. So, I mean, I think it's chemistry 100%. I don't think it has anything to do with the scheme. I mean, a lot of you will probably disagree with that. But, I mean, obviously, if Landon Collins can go and get 120-plus tackles and blitz the quarterback and play things like that and be all over the field, I don't think there's anything wrong with this game, personally. I don't see that as a problem. Like I said, I see this entire defense as a chemistry problem. The middle linebacker, we didn't have a solidified middle linebacker. We had a door in and out with that. Same thing with the running backs. Same thing all over the field, man. Chemistry is the biggest problem. And I think once Darian Thompson and Landon Collins mold together for a few games in this offseason and the preseason, and they start to come together and know, you know, if I'm over here, you're going to be over there. It's just instinct, things like that, you know. And they come together, like I said, I think that's going to make a big difference. As long as we can keep them on the field without these injury BS that the Giants seem to love to have, I don't think that we'll have as much of a problem as we did. I'd like to see Landon Collins in the box a little bit more. I think that would be pretty sweet. But we also don't have someone behind them that's solidified that can come in there and play deep. So I don't know, man. I think it's chemistry. I've been preaching that for forever. You know, every single core we went through, running backs, wide receivers, actually wide receivers are good, but linebackers, everything. So it's all about chemistry and actually being a team together and playing as one. That's my thing, man.
Okay, who's up next? Asim. What's going on? What's your take?
Honestly, I can't really say what, you know, what will give us problems because
if we gonna base on what we saw last year, shit was not gonna give us problems. But you know, like he was saying earlier, and you know, I'll break it down, it's gonna be easier than how Steve said it. Last year Spagnuolo was trying to make chicken salad with chicken shit. And that's just what it is. He had no pass rush, no linebackers that could cover. Outside of DRC, no corner that could cover really that well. And the safeties was just spin the wheel. You know what I mean? Opposite of Kyle. So I definitely believe now with a lot more talent that he may be able to unleash something a little bit different than what we saw last year. So we got to see what happens as far as being on the field and the type of talent that he has. There might be certain things that can give us problems, but until I can see what we have as far as talent-wise, how they're looking on the field, I won't know.
Okay, cool enough. G6. G6, you still with me? Yo, G6, you still there? Alrighty then. Let me move on. Who's up next? Billy Bob.
Hello?
Yeah.
As far as I see, to answer that question, I just think, can the Giants stop that every year? Can we stop that Jason Witten? Can our secondary stop Jason Witten? That's what I'm looking forward to. And that's what I see. That's the only thing I usually see them struggle with half of the time is on the third down, playing these type of tight ends like Jason Witten. Can we stop that there? I mean, that's the only time I can see them struggling. But as far as anything else, I mean, with the schemes the Giants got, like I said, with the schemes the Giants got, I think they gonna be capable of holding their own because it's man to man. And as far as I look at it, I'm looking at the defensive line. Hopefully, they should get that pass rush on. Man to man. Mano a mano. Can we stop them? That's what it's all about right now. That's what I see. And I think they probably can. But as far as the only weaknesses, I just can't they stop that Jason Witten stuff. That them third downs when you know Jason Witten getting the ball. Do we have Leonard Collins? Have he grown up? They say, okay, yeah, this is the primary guy that we got to stop. Or whatever safety that is, whatever safety that's jumping on that tight end. Or even if y'all want to put Apple on a tight end, he's tall enough, look like he can be physical enough, if that's what they want to use him for. Yeah, I mean, that's the only thing I can see right now. I mean, just going there and looking into the future, can we stop the tight ends? Can the Giants stop tight ends this year? The secondary, can they really stop the tight ends? Because we're going to need the linebackers to help with the running game. I'm sorry. They got to go down and play the running game because that's what I see was going to happen this year, especially running into the – my main concern is Dallas. Can we stop that running game in that short game with Jason Witten? I can see it coming.
Wow.
Have Leonard Collins grow up. That's what I'm looking at. Can Leonard Collins get out there and guard that tight end? Can we just do that? I mean, that's what I want.
Okay. Fair enough. Big O, you hanging out?
Yo.
Big O, your take,
what up,
man. Yeah.
The weakest area? What they weakest area, you think, what I see from them?
Yeah. Things like
safety.
That, struggling. Yeah.
Yeah, well, can they guard the safety? I mean, the tight ends this year. And clearly last year, for everybody to remember that New Orleans game? Whew.
Yeah.
Well, he wasn't fair. So, you know, Witten always get us. Third downs. Just like Bob said. For some reason, Grandpapa always opens somewhere down the field. Always. You know, he just know how to be somewhere. So I just hope they cover the tight end, which I'm pretty confident Leonard Collins is that type of player, man. I think we got something special in him. I'm just hoping that Thompson dude just work out, man. Seen college film, seen how he, you know, it's all great, you know. But now boy, they sending some things at you, man. You gotta be sound. You gotta understand what's coming. You know, you gotta be bringing that thunder, man. So I don't know, man. Let's just pray them boys can cover the tight ends this year, man. Because clearly, oh man, last year disaster, straight
yeah,
disaster.
Yeah, it was.
I mean, come on. We could have, me and you could have went out there double tights, man, and ran on
yeah.
the Giants, man.
Damn right.
As long as they
with a yak in my, with cognac in my hand.
Wow.
Yeah,
they
suck.
Hey, it's safe to say last year it didn't work.
It didn't work?
It didn't work, man.
It didn't work.
Hey.
It didn't work.
929-477-4171. Mike Black, your take.
Yeah. Yeah, in fairness, like Sim said, look what Spags had to work with.
Yeah.
I mean, you I don't care what kind of scheme. You could have been coming with a scheme from the moon, but you didn't have the personnel to send them. We couldn't do anything on defense. We was inept on all sides of the ball, and you had Collins running around. The thing is that yeah, you gotta stop the tight end. You gotta blow him up, because through the tight end that keeps everything else moving. You know, those third and longs, that tight end's gonna get in the mix. So we got to be able to execute. I think the thing I worry about the most is these no huddle offenses and how these guys are gonna transition through these no huddle
mm-hmm.
or blitzkriegs that they try to come
right.
at us with. Let's face it, Dallas is going to run the ball. They're going to run a lot. And then don't forget, they got guys out wide. So the thing is that, you know, we have to be formidable. We have to be hopefully – we have to generate some depth in that inside seven. You know, got to have some depth in there to keep guys fresh and, you know, because Snack's not going to be out there the whole game. I mean, let's face it, these guys are going to be pounded. They're going to pound, and they're going to get pounded. And it's up to the linebackers to fill in those gaps. And, you know, like I said, you know, passing game's coming at us. So we got to be ready. Those guys back there got to be ready. And, you know, hey, it's on. It's about to go down. So
yes.
I can't wait, man. I can't wait. But it's going to go down. And listen, you can't protect those guys. You got to coach them up. You got to let them go, and let them go with the confidence that they could blow up anything they face. That they can come in, and I don't care what that number that kid is wearing. You know, look at him like he wearing that little cutoff shirt that he wore when he got drafted. You know what I'm saying? Blow his ass off the field. You know what I'm saying? So that's how they got to come at it. They got to treat everybody like that. The running backs, receivers, tight ends, blow them all up. And you know what? Go back there and break that quarterback in half. It'd be one less thing to worry about.
There you go. I love it. G6, are you still there, man?
Charles Jett. Wow, okay.
I'm here. I was waiting for my turn to come back around, man.
Nah,
I missed. I had to put the phone away I had to put the phone down for a minute to take care of something and came back and was just listening, man. But what's the question? Because I missed everything.
The question is a heavy question. The question was, what areas do you see the safety struggling and why? You know, for instance, schemes, posting offensive packages, the event of injuries, accounting for the linebackers, holding their own against no pass rush, what wide receivers or tight ends can even have our number and all that other kind of stuff, you know?
I think within our division, man, and for the rest of the league, I think their problem going to be tight ends. I mean, they got two – top
yes.
tight ends just in their division that they got to see twice mm-hmm. a year.
Yep.
So, I mean, really three, because the Eagles got a decent tight end too. So,
Earth.
I mean,
yeah.
really, they really got their hands cut out with that tight end position, man. That seemed to usually be Achilles' heel. And, I think that right there is probably going to be the weakest area that they're going to have to work on, man. If they can cover them tight ends up, keep them tight ends from getting first downs and getting big plays, man, that'll be awesome. That'll be
–
I think they'll achieve a lot. Otherwise, they're going to be fine in the other areas, I think, man.
Okay. All right. I agree with you and just about everybody here. That's a big one. Tight end is the number one thing. But I'm also thinking, you know what? You gotta think that Steve Spagnuolo is looking at that schedule, right? And he knows that you gotta see Romo a couple of times. That the Eagles are gonna give you probably one good performance. He knows that we're gonna see Drew Brees, Teddy Bridgewater, Aaron Rodgers, Joe Flacco. Who else? Ben Roethlisberger, Andy Dalton, Stafford later on. You know, these guys are pretty damn good at reading secondaries, particularly Breeze and Rodgers. Okay? And I have to think that they're going to, what part of their game plan is that they're going to exploit the shit out of this young secondary every chance they get. They have pretty decent respect for Landon Collins now as far as the safeties, and they're careful about DRC. They know about him. They know his idiosyncrasies. Some of them know about Jenkins. But I have to think, this is just my thought, that they're looking at the Giants secondary and going, we're going to fucking fuck with these cats. So you may have a situation where Jordan Reed might get thrown to maybe about 14, 15 times one time, bro. And they're gonna do it. They're gonna probably you got other teams that you got also got to worry about other teams like the Vikings that do a lot of sweeping with and you know where Adrian Peterson will surprise you every now and then with some. I don't know what he has left, but I'm thinking about the vintage Adrian Peterson who seems to be always. We always give this guy his last rites, and then he shows up and gives you a fucking 200-yard game. Then I'm also thinking about other shit, too. Like, Jason Witten, for some reason, man, always ends up open. Always. And if you are a Giant fan, which we all are, that shit is like an aching acne bump or something like that in our lives, you know? So there's a lot of things to worry about, man. There's a lot of things to worry about. The tight ends is the biggest thing, but I'm worried about those cats from the experience level. But I also got to give the Giants credit for stacking up as well as they did with all of the young legs back there. And hopefully they'll all be attentive enough to study the tape, to understand, just basically to understand that they are going to be in a dogfight probably every goddamn week. That's what I'm looking at.
Good, Steve. I don't know how to follow up with that, dude. You took everything. I mean, every word I was going to say about what you said about the safeties.
Yeah.
As far as how the opposing quarterbacks going to attack them. I don't know what to say now. You took everything I don't know what I was going to say, man. Because I totally agree with you.
Yeah, always tell what to say. Because
I look at Tony Romo. And Mike can attest to this, man. Going to that stadium, and every time Witten catches a touchdown on Escobar and that stupid horn in that stadium in AT&T Stadium, I hate it. Because they're going to find ways to exploit them. And then don't even sleep on with Breeze. Now, I'm not saying Breeze is going to throw for 7 touchdowns this year because he's got to come to our house. I think because he's got Colby Fleener. Colby Fleener – this year is not a slouch. You know, I think he's a decent tight end. Now, and they replaced Benjamin Watson, and I think he'll fit in nicely as far as what the Saints like to do. And then, of course, you mentioned Jordan Reed, and you go to Kyle Rudolph. I mean, the first four games is somewhat of a test. They're decent tight ends that we may. I think those offensive coordinators, those scouts, they're going to look at the tape. They're going to try to know the tendencies. But here's the thing, dude, how much tape are they going to go off of? I mean, they're going to have to really go off that first Dallas game, depending on how well they play, how well they don't play, as far as exploiting those weaknesses. I'm talking about if you're the Saints, if you're the Minnesota, because a lot of these, they don't have much to go off either. I mean, you pretty much have to go off of some sort of scouts. They're going to have to send some scouts to, like, the first game of the year in Dallas. Or that second game at MetLife to see what we are going to present in packages. because there's a little bit of knowing of trying to know what the defensively we're going to do on the backside of that defense, Chris. But I totally agree with you, man. I think quarterbacks like Romo, Breeze, Kirk Cousins. I think Kirk Cousins is smart enough to pick up and read a defense. The best thing about, or the number one thing about a quarterback is how to read a defense and reading where those safeties are. If the safeties, when healthy, can they mix and match and disguise their look well? Are they going to be good with that? And I think, and that goes back to what Robbie said about chemistry. And then it goes back to what I said about health. If these guys can stay healthy, we have a shot of doing some beautiful things. But if not, if they get hurt, man, it could be a disaster back there. I'm telling
you. Yes, it could.
It could be a disaster. Yes, so damn, that's my thoughts. Can we go back around for final thoughts on the safeties and Giants football, NFL in general?
Robbie, you're up first, sir.
Yeah, man, final thoughts. Like I said, I think this safety tandem is going to shock the NFL, shock the fan base. Come out here and do what they should have been doing last year, man. We got the tools now. You know, you got to put them in, and you got to see how it runs. And I think it's going to run perfectly. I think it's going to be humming, man. I'm ready to watch some Giants football, and I'm ready to hopefully watch an improved team that, like Eli said, is a playoff-bound team.
Yeah, definitely. He sure did. That's right. I said, my man.
Yes, sir. Hey, man, just want to see the product on the field. Can't wait for these next couple weeks to go by, see what's going on as far as training camp. I definitely plan to make a couple of trips up there to see some practices. And I'm just real interested in seeing a couple guys, see how they perform. And we definitely got to be able to have that tight end situation under control. But like you said, man, we playing a lot of teams in the division with a good tight end. We still got to play, like you said, Minnesota. And don't forget, we also got Cincinnati on the schedule, man. Eifert ain't no joke. So we got a lot of quality safety tight ends to go up against this year. So safety play and secondary play as a whole is going to be important. And I'm real interested in seeing that young boy, Dante Dion, Thompson's teammate, TFA team undrafted. He looked good in T-shirts and shorts, but we see what it passes.
All right, bet. G6.
G6.
Yeah, basically what Robbie and Sam said, man. I mean, not a lot to add to that other than just, you know, I think they'll have some growing pains. You know, I'm willing to take that risk with them and, you know, let them go ahead and grow and learn and get better. I'm willing to take that risk, man. I say let them play, let them do what they do. And, you know, that's it.
All right. That's my bad, G6. Billy Bob, final thought.
With the final thought, Jazz in a good spot, man. DBs are in a good spot. We talking about the safeties, but I really feel like we got some outstanding DBs, man. Just you like looking at it, doing the scouting report. Just thinking about Janoris Jenkins and RDC, they ball hogging. So you know. All we got to do is hopefully get the coaches to get them that third cornerback in right position. Stick these in the right position, we'll be okay. And like I said, find some way to stop Jason Witten, and we'll be okay. The Giants will be okay.
Thanks a lot, Billy Bob. The big O. Big O, sir. That's that blue button there, man. Or there's an orange button, something like that. All right, I'll be back to you. Mike Black.
Yeah. I think we're ready to go, man. We'll be ready to go. I think the hardest thing now is when they have those series of cuts and see how they're going to trim this thing down, if they trim it down, and let the guys go that or keep the guys that's going to benefit us most. I just look forward to this. If any of you listeners comes to Dallas, let them get at me, man. We're going to offer you a very special situation, letting you be down on field level when the players walk by you, let you high-five them, whatever. If anybody desires that, come to Dallas for the first game of the season and get at me, and we'll make it happen. We got a hookup. We've been doing it for 6 years, and no worries. You get escorted right down to the field level and watch these players come out for practice and watch them go out. I could post video from stuff we've already shot. But come out, and we're going to see boys doing it big. And like you say, it's all growing pains. Preseason means nothing. That's going to be guys trying to make the team, whatever. But when it go down, you come to Dallas, you'll witness the spectacle, and you see it up front. Get out your boy.
Gotcha. All right. Look here. Not much to say, man. Not much to say. I'm praising Darian Thompson for being so vocal during rookie camp, man. You know, and trying to he hasn't backed down from nothing, man. He knows for the football. He's trying to get there. Collins is who he is. You know, these young legs have been at least in Collins' case, you know, a year in the system, you know, and McAdoo is giving a new he's creating a new atmosphere for these young cats to dwell. I mean to gel. So I think there's going to be really, really some kind of communication level between them all that's going to end up being a camaraderie thing with these guys, and they're going to end up to be a great unit. It's going to be, hey, like Jet said, there'll be some growing pains at first, but you keep these cats together and you with this mix of, you know, veterans of like BRC and Jenkins, along with the up and coming superstars like Thompson and obviously Collins, and you know, watch what happens. That's all I'm going to say. Very soft. That's all I needed to say. All right, Steve, close it down for us in this wonderful safety podcast, sir.
Hold on.
Before we go, let me get
going.
Oh, man,
Big O, you back. Sorry, sir.
Yo. My bad, son.
Talk to me.
Hey, you know, just closing it out with the safeties, man. Hey, they hopefully, again, they, you know, when preseason come, when training camp come, get everything, get in there, man. Get on everything, you know. Get down in them books. Get serious with it. And preseason come, don't even play with these guys. Get them in there. With the first, keep them out there when we consider the first gets to sit down. Because, I mean, everybody should be playing except Eli. You know, so, get them boys some good work in preseason. You know, let's just pray. And I'm just saying, I'm feeling a little bit better than I used to ever feel about injuries. So let's just pray them boys can stay healthy and enough. We can see if this thing can work, man. But till then, man, I'm just praying, man. I got the candles lit. Everything is rolling, but I think it's rolling the right way, man. It's going down. We good, man. We good.
All right. That's the Big O, everyone.
Bleed blue.
Steve, sir. Bleed blue. Steve, sir.
Yeah, for Robbie, Asim, the G6, Billy Bob, Big O, Mike Black, Wellington Black, Mara, Chris, myself, the Bleed Blue Show, talking to safeties, NYG, Roundtable, Bleed Blue Roundtable, audio archives on the website, BlueBlueShow.com, and iTunes Podcast Republic, tuning in the Stitcher apps. My thoughts on the safeties, my final thoughts, Chris, on the safeties. You know, I'm cautiously optimistic. Now, I think these guys, they could get along together, talking about Collins and Thompson, and that's going to be the duo. Now, I don't think we're going to see a lot of this crap with guys in and out, and unless it's a barren injury or whatever like that. But I believe these guys could get it done. I see football players in them, man. These guys can make plays. They look like football players on tape. They play. Collins had some good moments last year. Thompson had a very good year at Boise State. Those are the two guys I'm leaning on. Everybody else is really piecemeal, the rest of the roster as far as the safety position. I don't believe them in it at all until I actually see it. But I'm good, though. I think they'll play well, but they won't play well depending on who we play and if they have to be accountable for other levels on the field. That's where I think the struggles could be. And going against pretty good quarterbacks at the top of the schedule, that could really maybe make or break to shake the confidence, Chris. That's how I look at it. We're out of time, though.
We're out of time. Everyone, please bleed blue if you can.
Yeah, we're out of time.
Try to have a better day tomorrow. Try to enjoy yourself. Take a deep breath before you think. Do that for us. Bleed blue forever.
Absolutely.
Bleed blue.
Bleed blue.
Can you dig it? Can you dig it? Can you dig it?
Bleep bloop, 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 bleep bloop.